Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehout, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Elections in Wisconsin may be run slightly differently starting next year. Democrats are proposing a package of 22 new bills to overhaul campaigns and elections. Senator Mark Spreitzer is from Beloit.
We need to set aside Trumpism and conspiracy theories, move past that and get back to business. And that's what we're doing here today as Democrats by introducing and talking about a number of bill packages that would strengthen our democracy.
One of the Democratic bills would establish an Election Day holiday in Wisconsin. Another would require more public disclosure of campaign donors. Lawmakers took up several campaign and elections bills in committee today. One of them would let absentee voters get text messages when clerks get their ballots. Republican Representative David Steffen.
In this way, the voter has some certainty, some confidence, a bit of security added to the process for their benefit, as a benefit of the system.
Many of the bills discussed today have bipartisan support. Cell phones, radios, and TVs will be buzzing tomorrow afternoon for a nationwide test of the Federal Emergency Alert System and Wireless Emergency Alerts, Mike Moen reports.
Jared Tessman, the Emergency Management Coordinator in Monroe County, says the alert rollout will begin at 1:20 p.m. Central Time on October 4th. The purpose is to get people thinking about what would happen in a national emergency, but there's local significance too.
We can send the same tests out at a local level to notify people of evacuations that are necessary due to various types of disasters, hazardous materials incidents.
When these tests are conducted, he says it's important for people to have their phones on so they can confirm their device can receive such a message in a real emergency. I'm Mike Moen.
A growing number of young people report struggling with depression or anxiety. Much of that can be linked to social media. A new online tool for young people and their families can help. Marcy Timmerman is with Mental Health America.
I think one of the biggest early warning signs, especially related to social media use, is that they suddenly stop wanting to use it or they are on it all the time. There's an extreme change in their behavior and maybe their attitude as well toward the media platform.
In addition to social media, more young people report feeling distressed about mass shootings, climate change, and politics. A Waukesha County judge ruled today that schools need to get a parent's consent before using a student's chosen pronouns. The judge ruled that the Kettle Moraine School District violated the rights of parents by allowing students to change their pronouns and name without parental consent. The judge said that parents have a right to make medical decisions for their children. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
A proposed bill would make the monarch butterfly the official state butterfly of Wisconsin. Republican State Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara introduced the bill, citing the work of conservationists and local advocates in protecting the monarch butterfly, which has been at risk for decades. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is granting over $1.1 million to schools to help reduce or prevent the use of alcohol, tobacco, opioids, and other drugs by students. Through the Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Grant Program, over $900,000 was awarded to 46 projects serving students in 63 school districts. $250,000 was awarded to 23 school districts through the Opioid Prevention Grant Program. Funding through the Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Grant Program is also eligible to be renewed through the 2024-2025 school year. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Good evening. I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers are about to get going with Game 1 of their best-of-three-game series in the wild-card playoffs against the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch coming up in about an hour at 6:08. A sellout crowd expected. Right-hander Brandon Fought on the mound for the Diamondbacks against the Brewers' Corbin Burnes, who talked about what he expects to see from Arizona.
They've been really, really good all year. They're really hot early on, and then picked it up a little bit here again at the end. But, it's all about who goes out and plays the best baseball. And I think the way we've been playing baseball the last month and a half, It doesn't matter who we're playing, what their record is. I think if we go out there and play the baseball we've been playing, we'll be in a good spot.
Craig Counsell this afternoon on, despite some injuries to key players, what it took for the Brewers to get here as divisional winners.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit. I mean, I think we've got a team that knows how to compete. That 17-day stretch, you know, looking at it, even in spring training in September, felt daunting for sure. Feels taxing on your pitching and your position players. And the way we handled that stretch, I thought, was the key to the month. Just workmanlike, showed up every day, and it was turn the page on some tough ones, which you're going to have the tough ones in there. It's a 162-game schedule, and they all count the same. And when it gets to that time of the year, you got to fight through things, and our guys did a great job of doing that.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for Monday Night Football next week on the road against the Raiders. Some good news is that left guard Elgton Jenkins was able to get on the practice field today after suffering that sprained MCL a few weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks kicked off their training camp today under new head coach Adrian Griffin, who talked about what it really takes for a team like Milwaukee to get back to the finals.
The winning a championship is not sexy. You know, it's gritty. It's, you know, you got to be tough-minded. It's a lot of long days, hard work. So just make sure that we don't lose sight of what's really important, and that's just showing up every day, not skipping steps, doing the little things every day, and the rest will take care of itself.
With sports from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Live and Let Die Tuesday edition, the happier happy hour. Welcome to it. Dom, I want to thank our most recent guest. She was a fine one. Sarah Godlewski, the Secretary of the great state of Wisconsin. We got a couple of fine guests joining us this hour. They include Mike Clemens, the Sports Director of Civic Media. He's going to check in live from American Family Field, the Brewers' first pitch about an hour from now. The wild card series starting. Arizona Diamondbacks, they're going down.
Going downtown.
Don't say downtown. That implies home runs, Tom.
Oh, okay.
No, they're just going down.
Going down.
There's no down.
No downtown.
No.
Okay.
Just down.
All right.
Must go down.
Going down.
The Brewers
will not back down.
So we got the Brewers going off at 6:08 tonight, tomorrow, and if necessary, to eliminate the Diamondbacks on Thursday. And they will play out on WISS, our Brewers flagship, Fox Valley. Give it a try, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Also, WRCE News and Brewers from the Center and Richland Center, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. And the Big Q up north, 98.3 FM, all across the Northwoods. We are your Brewer station right here at Civic Media. And Dom, there's some really sad news. Donald Trump. Not only has the man been gagged by a judge, he's been knocked off the Forbes 400 list.
Oh, no.
For his relentless lies about his wealth. That being reported at this hour, Dom, this one's going to hurt the worst because he wanted so desperately to be on the list.
Well, he's been so busy, he hasn't been able to get a hold of Barron. Barron, remember the Barron? He called himself Barron when he would call.
John Barron.
And when he'd
be, isn't it ironic he named his
somebody else?
Kid after his...
After
fake name,
his
poor name.
Oh, God.
Donald Trump has reportedly been booted from the country's most exclusive club. Friend of the Devil's Advocates, question mark? Trump is now $300 million short to qualify for the Forbes 400 list, ranking of America's richest people. According to Forbes, Trump has relentlessly lied to reporters for decades in his attempts to boost himself higher in the list. Here's a quote, Dom. His net worth is down more than $600 million from a year ago. The biggest reason? Truth Social, his social media business. Trump once envisioned a significant percentage of the country logging onto the platform, Forbes reported, but that never happened. Roughly 6.5 million have signed up so far, about 1% of the total of, you know, the former Twitter. Trump's 90% stake in Truth Social's parent company has plummeted in value from an estimated $730 million to less than $100 million. And that's if they don't have to pay their investors back down. Also losing value are Trump's office buildings, which are down by an estimated $170 million. Now, that would seem somewhat obvious post-coronavirus pandemic, man. Commercial real estate getting awfully soft. People aren't renting out 100,000-square-foot offices. Forbes adds that it's not all doom and gloom for Trump's businesses. As fewer people spend time in the office, more goofing off on the golf course. That's especially good news for Trump National Doral, the former president's most valuable golf property, purchased for $150 million in 2012. Apparently, that one's gone up in worth. The entire rest of his portfolio, less so.
But I can already see it, man. You know, Trump going to be very upset at Forbes because what they did not do is take into account the brand. I mean, the Trump brand itself.
Threw the brand in the there. Brand,
I mean, if I want to really make it worth more, I mean, you gotta. I'd say maybe $1-2 trillion worth of the Trump brand. I mean, how can you really even put a price on it? It's almost too valuable. It's priceless.
Now, I also understand the former was issued a gag order today. Oh. This was somewhat newsworthy, I thought.
I mean,
suddenly the whole office is rippling with, oh, Trump just got gag ordered. I'm like, good luck with that. You and what army are going to gag order Trump? He's going to be breaking this thing by midnight.
The New York Times reporting, Crudy, and we'll get to it. The New York judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil trial ordered the former president Tuesday not to attack or even comment on court staff after Mr. Trump posted a message to social media targeting the judge's law clerk. Great idea. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Like, this judge already got you for the fraud. Now you're talking about damages. And in the meantime, you're going to start harassing the clerk? Mr. Trump attacked the clerk, Allison Greenfield, shortly before noon on his Truth Social site. His post was a picture of Ms. Greenfield with Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Majority Leader. Mr. Trump mocked Greenfield as Schumer's girlfriend and said that the case against him should be dismissed. The post was taken down during a lunch break shortly after a closed-door meeting in the room where Mr. Trump is being tried. Justice Arthur Engoron explained what had happened after the break, though he did not name Greenfield or Trump, referring to him only as a defendant. Quote, personal attacks on my members of my court are unacceptable, inappropriate, and I will not tolerate them under any circumstances. The judge said that his statement should be considered a gag order forbidding any posts, emails, or public remarks about members of his staff. He added that serious sanctions would follow were he to be disobeyed, but he did not elaborate. The judge, who's known for keeping a lighthearted atmosphere in his courtroom, spoke gravely. He noted that while Trump had taken down the Truth Social post, the former president's campaign had sent out a copy of the post in a disparaging email to millions of people.
He chose poorly.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. You can always communicate with the greatest radio show ever by calling us, like Adam from Madison. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to thank you guys quick for the Brewer game tickets. Last week, Wednesday, I went and, of course, won.
Yes.
And I just wanted to thank you guys for that first.
Oh, nice. You're welcome. Glad you had a good time.
I forget. So, yeah, it was awesome. It was a really cool way to celebrate my birthday. So thank you for that. And I was just wondering why did the Democrats all vote to remove Speaker McCarthy if they were willing to work with him regarding.
Why not? Hang him high, you know, man. The party's in disarray, Adam. Yeah. It's not our job to save their asses.
Right, but it's our job to save, you know, coming in the good guys as saving the Republicans. you know, saving the nation, saving democracy. And so what is the alternative? Steve Scalise or something worse?
Scalise is apparently being treated for cancer and is not a good candidate for this role. It's not going to be Scalise. Yeah,
I know he has blood cancer and everything, but yeah, I just don't know the rationale behind, you know, who is it going to be? You know, like, well, is it going to be someone worse?
Remember when they always had the repeal, but never really a replacement plan? This is that playing out again, Adam. They repealed the speaker. Okay. They just don't have a plan on how to replace him.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Well, and the other side of that, Adam, you know, presumably, you know, Akeem Jeffries and the speaker, the former speaker of the House, McCarthy, they had conversations. Both of them talked about it off the record, you know, whatever. And McCarthy didn't want to do a deal. He didn't want to do a power sharing deal. He didn't want to. I mean, he had opportunities. He had willing. You got all the Dems, man. What are you going to do for the Dems? What are you going to, you know, if you're going to make us come and save you, we're not going to do that for, you know, political free. You know, you got to give us something for that.
And if, well, some for the effort,
you know, and if McCarthy didn't want to play ball or offer too little or nothing, you know, it really, as mentioned, it's their monkey, it's their circus, it's their job to fix the problem that they themselves created. And if you want helps from the Dems, well, they have every right to ask for something in return, in my opinion, man. I think that's how it went down. McCarthy didn't play ball. The strategy didn't work.
Adam, appreciate you listening and your call. You can always be like Adam. Join us at 844-967-2789. But Dom, I'm a little irritated. I wish you would call McCarthy by his given name, former Speaker McCarthy.
I did. I
or ousted myself. Speaker McCarthy.
Former Speaker, yes. Well, you got to come up. I mean, now this is the first time this has ever happened. So it should be, you know, the inaugural something something. I mean, we have to come up with a new name, man. We got to
what
carve this into the rocks.
Now, we got a couple of guests coming, so it's not a great time to put a clarion call out to the audience, but perhaps on the text line, Dom.
Ex-former?
What do you call the role of the former speaker?
Fired? What do you do? Explain? Expulsion?
Here's Andrew from Verona. Early Friday grievance, all of those news headlines made it sound like the Dems are at fault for McCarthy's ouster. They didn't owe the repubs anything. They're in the majority, right? The Republicans are supposed to be back to the text line. It's their own damn fault for getting into this mess. GOP in disarray. I think they're following your example. Here is another clever one. I referred to them as the young guns, right? McCarthy was the last holdout of the young guns. Him and Eric Cantor and Paul Ryan. Well, one of the texters, this one, rather clever. No more Republican young guns. Now only Scary Spice, Creepy Spice, Crazy Spice, and Vapey Spice. That one's pretty good. What else? Dom, your savior complex is showing, and I can't even see you, your flip-flops on the live stream. I assure you, he's wearing them.
Yes.
Much love for our prior guest, Sarah Godlewski, on the text line. What else? Is democracy just a silly whim that we should forget because it doesn't fit the plan? ? Here are a few more. Can't read them all. That's it. Blown speaker, says Dana in La Crosse. Get it? You know, like when you crank it up too high in the dorm room. I blew
blown speaker.
Nate was my roommate in college. I still need some speakers, some subwoofers.
Too loud, man.
It was actually Sola that did it. Came into my room and cranked them up till he blew them up.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
Well, that couldn't be the case. I feel young. Come back with us. All the young kids are doing it. We got Mike Clemens, the sports director, is giving us a little Brewer preview. And then Katrina Shanklin, she's running for the third. More Devil's Advocates. Happier Happy Hour.
Hey, how about a little something, you know?
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 62, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 49, tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday, 61 Thursday, 50 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 82.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you missed any of this fine program, please go online, civicmedia.us. Click on the Shows tab. Find the Devil's Advocates. You can download, listen to podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we're going to give way in a few media markets to the Milwaukee Brewers pregame show. First pitch, 6:08 tonight. The wild card game starting on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. The Big Q up north, 98.3 FM. And news and Brewers from the center, Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Mike Clements, I assure you, I'm doing this by memory, my friend. Welcome back to the show. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Good, boys. Hey, you know, who can complain? I'm at AmFam Field. It is sunny. The roof is open. It's 81 degrees. It's a light breeze. And it's the start of the playoffs. I mean, there's more juice going on here. Of course, the idiots in the press box are over here arguing about what do you put on your brat or hot dog? Is it ketchup or mustard? And I'm a mustard guy. And yesterday we covered the Bucks media day, and there was Giannis. Did you hear the story about Giannis was at this Bucks?
Man, it never had a brat. How did you not sneak Giannis a brat, Mike?
Well, I mean, seriously, it's like going to Greece and saying, "Yeah, I've never had a Euro." I mean, how do you do that? Right. And I told him, I said, "Dude, you know, you don't put ketchup on a Euro; you put it on your fries, right? You put it on maybe a meatloaf or something, but you know, mustard on your hot dog and brats." So he says, "Oh, I'm going to try that." I mean, he's the nicest guy. He's so approachable. It's pretty cool, you know.
You didn't let him in on the stadium sauce secret, Mike?
Well, you know, stadium sauce is a joke. It really
is. Oh, hey. We apologize to there some of our listeners.
There needs to be a New York Times investigation. It's just a fraud sauce, really. It's a German-based thing. I've got a joke. Maybe I'll tell you off the air. Do you hear what Robin Williams said about what you're supposed to put on your hot dog or nut or brat?
What's that?
I don't know if I can tell.
Come on, you can't leave us hanging like that.
He said anybody who puts ketchup on a hot dog or a brat must have gone through a rough childhood.
Let's leave it at that, Michael.
I was always so just some etiquette here.
Mike Clements, our fine sports director and food critic.
I was always under the impression hot dogs are for the baseball field, man, and brats are for the football field. Is that wrong?
Well, that too. No. Or not for basketball players too, so anyway, yeah. Listen,
I feel like we're digressing. Let's talk about the wild card game, man. Diamondbacks, who's the starter? It's not gonna be Woody, right?
No. You know, to me, for the years, I mean, the very first time I got to cover a baseball player, this was 82. I got hired from TV18 in August, and they went to the World Series that year. So I got to cover all those games.
Wow.
And all these times, the six times that this franchise has been to the postseason, you know what? I always had a sinking feeling because, to me, if you don't have – but back then it used to be a 20-win pitcher. Now it's about 15. If you don't have at least two of those guys, you're not going to win seven-game series at the end. And that's always been the Brewers' problem. They always had some great sluggers. I mean, when I got to first start cover them, it's Yount and Molitor and Gorman Thomas. And so this group here is what? They've struggled at times offensively. But here they've got three solid pitchers. That's enough to win a seven-game series. And so you got Corbin Burnes and Freddy Peralta came on really nice this year. But then yesterday, Brandon Woodruff, who missed 4 months of the season with this injury in his right shoulder, it's where it provides the fluid for the joint to perform properly. Injured it. It started having pain last weekend when they were in Miami, and now they've shut him down, at least for this week. I don't know. It doesn't sound good. So now you're back down to those two pitchers. The other thing about this matchup is this Diamondbacks team. I remember covering a matchup for us in June and here at AmFam Field. And this Torey Lovello, former infielder, a career baseball guy, he's a very competitive manager. And when you get to the playoffs, man, managers make all the difference in the world. And he gets his team fired up. He was kind of on his way out the door. He talked these guys into a one-year extension, and now he's got him back into the playoffs. So this is going to be a tough matchup for the Brewers. As a matter of fact, I think the Brewers lost 4 out of 6 times against Arizona this year.
Mike Clemens, our manager, Craig Counsell, he's on a contract year. He theoretically could be the Mets manager next year. I know he's been deferring on this. You know, why would I think ahead when I've got a lot of baseball and some memories to make? Mike, what's the talk in the clubhouse, the talk in the stadium?
Exactly, Crudy. And it started in August when it was, you know, some of the beat guys figured out, you know, he's getting close. I mean, this guy's clearly got a shot at getting in the playoffs. Why isn't the team talking extension? And all Craig says, yeah, it's something I want to talk about after the season's over. And then you hear that the former GM, David Stearns, is now headed to his dream team, his dream assignment with the Mets as the president of baseball operations. And, this, you know, the next time that Craig Counsell was asked about it, you know, he pushed that off. It's a little bit of leverage. I think that he and Giannis might be in the same way. Like, either the team gets me some more resources, or maybe I'll go to a team like New York where they spent $350 million on the payroll and that they picked the wrong players. But I think the reason that the Brewers
they're still hapless, Mike Clemens. The Mets are still hapless.
But if that's the case, Mike, I mean, that kind of money is never going to get spent in Milwaukee, right?
Right, but, you know, it's also who you're picking for players, and you've got guys that already bank money. If they're not really focused and putting in the effort, then you're going to have a horrible season like the Mets did.
Mike Clemens, any other insights? Burnes going to be the starter tonight, right? Anything you can tell us about the rest of the lineup?
Burnes is going to be the starter, and, you know, Christian Yelich is going to be the leadoff. And, you know, you've got these guys you brought on, like Carlos Santana, all that. It should help produce runs, which is what the Brewers need to get through this series.
Mike Clemens, thanks for checking in. American Family Field first pitch a little over a half an hour from now. Mike will check in later in the week. Thanks for being there for us.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Getting back to the politics, Christina Shanklin, she's running in the third CD. She joins us next. It's her day. She wants to be a winner as well, Dom. And you're always a winner when you listen to the Devils, Advocates, and then the Brewers on WISS 1100 AM. WRCE, what, Dom? What? I'm sorry, man. I'm talking baseball. What?
Katrina Shanklin.
What'd I say?
Not Katrina.
Oh, my apologies.
You're welcome.
Our fine guest, Katrina Shanklin, coming next.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. And at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. In a vote of 216 to 210, Republican Kevin McCarthy ousted as Speaker of the House. Congressman Matt Gaetz leading the charge to oust him, saying McCarthy has not delivered since he was voted in earlier this year.
Chaos is Speaker McCarthy. Chaos is somebody who we cannot trust with their word.
GOP Representative Tom Cole among Republicans against McCarthy's ouster.
Honestly, they're willing to plunge this body into chaos and this country into uncertainty for reasons that only they really understand.
Representative Patrick McHenry has been named as temporary speaker. In New York, former President Trump back in court for day two of the civil fraud trial, alleging he inflated property values to get loans and limit tax liability. New York's attorney general is seeking damages of $250 million. LaFonza Butler sworn in today to fill the Senate seat left vacant by the death of Dianne Feinstein. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Some details of the investigation into Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hapes are being released. According to a WEAU report, the investigation involves accusations of inappropriate and unwanted text messages from Sheriff Hapes to another Sheriff's Department employee that were, quote, unequivocally sexual in nature. The report also says county and department leaders spoke with Sheriff Hapes about the communications, to which he replied he was trying to make the employee feel welcome. Sheriff Hakes also says the report demonstrates a fundamental lack of respect for the roles of an elected and independent sheriff, and it is largely driven by people with a political agenda who don't like the decision of Chippewa County voters. The Chippewa County Sheriff vowed to fight the investigation against him. An October 10th meeting could determine if Chippewa County will move to remove the sheriff. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Live and Let Die Tuesday edition, the happy hour rolling through it, Dom. Thank you to our most recent guest, a fine one, Civic Media's own sports director, Mike Clemens, been a popular guy around here lately. He's got lots of good stories on all the sports.
We got lots of sports happening in this fine state right now.
Well, we've also got a fine guest expected imminently. We're expecting a third congressional CD Democrat, Katrina Shanklin, to join us shortly. My apologies on the name. Maybe I scared her off them.
It's all right.
If you screw it up, maybe they don't come around.
Oh, come on. No one's that shallow.
No hard feelings, Katrina. Come around. Come back around. She's joined us before. I know that's not the problem. You know, when you make a big announcement, they keep you pretty busy on that first day. So I expect she will join us shortly, Dom. But in the meantime, we can take your phone calls. Lots of political topics on the agenda today, 844-967-2789. And have you been watching the text line? There have been some more clever ones out there. Regarding the former Speaker of the House, we asked, you can utilize the text line or you can call us. But what do you call a former Speaker who's blown out?
A spoker?
Well, Dana puts on the text line, of course. Blown Speaker. Here is what else Andrew says. Dems don't need to keep McCarthy. We want a Dems Speaker. We shouldn't have to save them. No, we did not save them. Here's another one from the WMDX, from the 608 Dom. He shall be known as the guy formerly known or named nobody. He will be known as the guy formerly named nobody. That's for a movie or something, isn't it?
No, I don't recall it. But not to say that it couldn't be, but I don't recall it.
In the blown speaker thought process, we could call him Turn to 11.
Turn it to 11.
Also, a couple of other thoughts.
Call him the drummer for Spinal Tap.
Bratz, always the correct choice, and ketchup, an abomination.
A little news on the action, Crudy. Let's throw this out from the Raw story. Matthew Chapman reporting.
Keep it raw.
Shortly after McCarthy
became Bratz, though.
The first Speaker of the House to be removed by a vote of Congress in U.S. history, some of the more bipartisan members of the GOP caucus turned their anger on Democrats for not giving him the votes to survive and are threatening to mass resign from a key bipartisan working group in protest, according to CNN. Quote,
If we don't prop up young gun, the strategist, McCarthy, well, what was his plan? Shouldn't he be the one asking for the support of the Democrats? If he'd have asked nicely, maybe sweetened the deal a little bit, a little quid pro quo, Dom, I bet the Dems would have come along, saved his ass.
Republicans on the bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus are considering quitting the group en masse.
What, both of them?
After Democrats in the group voted to oust McCarthy, per a GOP member of the group, wrote on X, latest sign of a fallout after the historic removal of the speaker. One Republican problem solver wrote, complained that the Dem PSC members only want problem solvers to work when they are in the majority. The Problem Solvers Caucus is a centrist group that focuses on pushing legislation that breaks through gridlock. According to the reporting, some of the Democrat caucus of the PSC had been considering
careful with that PSC. It sounds like something different in my mind.
A vote to help McCarthy, but ultimately zero Democrats cast a vote to save him, possibly driven by the fact that McCarthy never offered any tangible concessions in return and even made the rounds on TV blaming Democrats for the standoff over the last few weeks that nearly led to a government shutdown. Yeah, let's not forget. Now, the speaker, former speaker, the former 55th speaker, the fired guy, the first one ever in history. Can't fit that on a bumper sticker. We're still working on the term. Got laughed at by journalists who says, oh, yeah, the Democrats want to shut the government down. What? So, I mean, he knew this was coming. He reacted the way he did. I mean, if this was the strategy of the young guns, it has absolutely blown up in their faces. Now, the other side. From a practical matter, yes, we know the Republicans are going to try to blame the Democrats for the ousting of their speaker. I mean, if all the Republicans voted to keep Kevin McCarthy would still be here. And we would not even have this vote going on right now if not for the deal that Kevin McCarthy made with the devil. Those, you know.
Hey, let's not.
Extreme. Right, sorry, devil.
Hey, maybe let's not cast megas, dispersions at the
megas,
devil.
The megas. He made he cut a deal with the Megas to get this speakership. He was always teetering, man. This was always a political gun to his head, and Matt Gaetz pulled the trigger today.
Dominic, on CNN, a little bit earlier today, what was her role with Trump, White House official Alyssa Farah Griffin, reflected on how McCarthy made a huge blunder by not seriously trying to get help from the Democrats. Now, here's a quote. Jim Clyburn on the floor tonight says that a lot of Democrats were upset with McCarthy because of what he said on Face the Nation this weekend, blaming Democrats for bringing the country to the brink of government shutdown. To me, that is not just about that particular moment. For Democrats, it clearly signified that McCarthy is not reformed. I want to clarify because it's a changed speaker. Abby Phillip, for Democrats, it's clearly signified that McCarthy is not reformed. He's not interested in doing the right thing for the right reasons. He still has deeply partisan political hat on. And I think that as Democrats looked at the situation and said, is this someone we can work with? Is this someone who has the best interest of the body at heart? Those comments really cut against that and clearly hurt him, according to Clyburn. Some Democrats that might have even considered voting president, they all rank and file went with the entire group's consensus, which was not to bail McCarthy out in this moment. And it probably didn't have to be quite like this if he had played it a bit of a different way. Now back to Griffin just for a moment, Tom. I think it goes back even further than that. If you think of how Kevin McCarthy assumed the speakership, it was by making tremendous concessions to the far right flank. You mentioned that, Tom. From giving video footage to Tucker Carlson of the January 6th insurrection, to the Capitol, to putting Freedom Caucus members on the Rules Committee, to changing the threshold for a motion to vacate. He set up a speakership that, at the time, people were saying would likely be one of the shortest in history. Surely enough, the same agents of chaos who made it very difficult, 15 rounds for him to become the speaker, are pulling what they are now. This is kind of a strategic miscalculation by McCarthy. They called him the strategist in the Young Guns book, Dom. Oh, the mighty have fallen. The blown speaker.
844-967-2789. Let's get to some callers. Hoosier Bob, you are next. Welcome. Happy days, Hoosier. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, man.
Okay. You were looking for a phrase that would fit this situation, being as this is the very first speaker. How about Speaker Emeritus?
That sounds too officious. Like it's a good thing. Like he's being honored in some way, Bob. I don't think we should honor the man. He's not an honorable man, Bob.
What is the reverse of the word emeritus?
Well, technically, it's a term having retired, a person retired, but allowed to retain their title as an honor.
No, I can't agree with you, Bob.
Yeah, emeritus is too kind and too honorable for what Kevin McCarthy just put himself, his Republican mega, Republican caucus through, and of course the Dems.
I've got a countering suggestion, Bob. How about Speaker Victus from the Latin for loser?
Yeah. Okay. My Latin is not that good.
I did have to use the Google. It was worth the Google, Bob.
Oh. Well, anyways, I'll go with that. Speaker Victus. We can call him Vic.
Speaker Victus. Well done, Crudy. Great call. Hoosier Bob. You take care out there, man. 844-967-2789. Crudy, I think that might work. That might be
Speaker Victus.
That might stick. Jim,
it sort of implies victim. Although I don't know that he's a victim so much as
a loser.
A loser.
Jim from Madison, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, Clark said yesterday or the day before that, he was going after McCarthy because, he wasn't serving the Republican Party. I thought people that are serving in the government were here to serve us, not a bunch of asses in a Republican Party. It's just a point that, Clark should be stuck on a tree for that. It just made me sick when he said that McCarthy was there to serve the Republican Party and not the U.S. population.
Well, Jim, come on, man. The Republicans have such great ideas and great candidates. I mean, by their very existence and their nature, they're here to serve humanity, not just the Republican Party. I don't buy it either, Jim. That is party politics, man. And it's exactly party politics that made former Speaker Kevin McCarthy Speaker Victus. Victus?
Loser.
Who?
Latin.
Zaher.
For loser.
V-I-C-T-U-S. Victus.
I know. I feel like that was a good fight.
I think so, man.
I'm feeling a little proud of myself right now.
A little creative.
I'm probably feeling better than Kevin McCarthy right now. Because I am super cool in real time. I mean, he is the Speaker Victus.
Didn't he, kind of move his... stuff into the office prematurely.
He had already measured the carpets and the drapes before he ever made it through the speaker thing. Hale, they tried to move to have him evicted because he had moved into the apartment before the lease started.
I mean, you know, shouldn't, if you get kicked out of the job, if you're evictus, shouldn't you have to like reimburse the people for their drapes and the desks?
Like
and
if you
the
don't
carpet?
Make it a full term?
Exactly. I'm just throwing things out
there. I don't
think
he's going to get a security deposit back.
Let's get a claw back. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How about Sans Speakercles? As opposed to, I could say something else referring to his.
You know,
yeah. Well, that Sans Testicles occurs as well.
Well, Matt Gaetz now owns those, Mark. What a disaster, Mark. I mean, literally, they go through this process, and what do you see as the plan from these Republicans?
Oh, they just, democracy is just a silly whim. It doesn't fit their plan. I think that's why I texted earlier, that they don't believe in democracy anymore. They don't believe in anything aside from the cult of Trump. I mean, that it's the temple of Trump, and we're all supposed to, you know, that serve the Trump, and that, I don't know, I'm just bemused at times.
Yes, bemused is one way to look at it. Mark, thanks for the call, man. Thank you for listening. I always appreciate it.
Jeff messaged in, as you would say, Speaker McCarthy has lost his mattress. I think that only happens in prison. That's more likely to befall the former
Trump.
Yeah, he's more likely to lose his mattress. Jeff from WAUK land, from the 414 tweets in, the Problem Solvers Caucus is like a book club. Yeah, no one really likes being in a book club. Here are some suggestions for Kevin McCarthy's new title. From the 608 listing on WMDX, they suggest House Bitch. I'm just reading
that's what somebody else said. I'm just reporting. You know, I'm just asking questions here.
Someone else from La Crosse, I think Dana, perhaps. Nancy is Speaker Emeritus. Kevin, you are no Nancy Pelosi.
No.
I like this one better. Speaker Oustis. That one coming in from a 920 number. Here's one from the 952. Ex-Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The clog has been removed. Call him the clog. And one from the WAUK. L.A. Tom says, Speaker Loser.
Speaker Loser. Keep it in English. None of those foreign languages, man. Well, welcome.
We're in America. We speak American.
North Carolina U.S. Representative Patrick McHenry is now Speaker Pro Tem. We got a word for him. That's what it is. He's now the guy. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Dissentis Victus, Speaker Loser. Dissentis Victus.
Sounds
now,
like
keeping it in the mother
too
Latin.
Too close to DeSantis.
Also, a loser. Evictus. DeSantis Victus. It also works.
It
Come
does.
Back.
It does.
One last segment for your calls, 844-967-2789.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars, workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 62. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High of 66. Overcast skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 49. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. 61 Thursday, 49 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 82.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. And stick around. The Make You Dawn Show coming up next.
Dissentis Victus. Speaker Loser.
We're so fancy in Latin in here, man.
I know. I'm feeling. I think my brother, like, has a degree in Latin. Talk about... A Victus.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for possessions, you know. I mean,
Matt Gaetz, the one that sort of implemented this coup of the House against Speaker McCarthy, well, he lashed out at Jim Jordan's impeachment probe as well. He called it failure theater, Dom.
Well, hard to disagree with that.
Apparently, they're naming names on the floor now.
Oh, man, the Republican Party's in disarray.
Dominic, during the debate on whether Speaker Kevin McCarthy should be ousted, Rep. Matt Gaetz from Florida attacked Rep. Jim Jordan for his attempt at bringing down President Joe Biden. You know, it's weird because every so often I agree with these guys. NBC News reporter.
It's usually when they're attacking their own Republican colleagues.
Every so often, truth comes out. Yeah. Gaetz, really burdened down the House GOP around him, responds to Jordan by saying oversight efforts, including their crown jewel Hunter Biden investigation, look like failure theater. Jordan has been blamed for being unable to garner public attention to the GOP, claims that Biden is using the government to attack Republicans. Jordan, who is now the chairman of a subcommittee on the weaponization of government against conservatives, previewed even more nefarious skullduggery. The Nation wrote in April, their worries had dozens of federal whistleblowers who were prepared to blow the lid off the deep state, including at least 14 inside the FBI. Dom, those FBI witnesses would show how the agency was used to thwart Donald Trump and other conservatives. Indeed, once word of the hearings got out, the army of whistleblowers grew. By January, Jordan had revised the number of FBI whistleblowers up to 19. Newly elected Rep. Dan Goldman, he was part of the impeachment parade, Dom, Dem from New York, was in that hearing and asked Jordan why he failed to deliver on these so-called whistleblowers that could back up his claims. You know, 19 of them he was up to.
Where are they?
Apparently, this committee is no longer focused on the so-called dozens and dozens of FBI whistleblowers who are supposedly going to show some massive government conspiracy to attack conservatives, Goldman said. Three of them have now come in for transcribed interviews over a month ago. Where are those witnesses, Mr. Chairman? Let's bring them in. Bring them in right here so the American people can see for themselves what the entire basis of this subcommittee is. Dom, Jordan's hearings have failed to garner much attention outside of far-right blogs and have yet to come up with substantial evidence.
You just have to infer the
evidence.
That's
a generous writing. Our own Glenn Grothman came forward a little too truthfully. Was it yesterday or recently?
There might be some smoke, but there's no fire.
Yeah, point out, we've only got inference. Nefarious inference and no evidence. If they only had the evidence, you know.
I mean, it's all you need. All I'm asking for, a little evidence.
Steal the socks. Step one. No, step three, profit.
No, underwear. If they could, underwear.
Oh, steal the underwear.
Yeah, steal underwear, step one. Step two, step three is profit.
What, if they could just figure out the step two.
What's step two again?
Alice McCarthy.
Hey, what's step two again? We don't know. We'll get to that.
Repeal, and eventually they'll come up with a replacement plan.
We're going to have a new speaker, I'm sure, in 2 weeks. Trust me. Believe me. A bigly speaker.
45 days from now, the government's going to shut down.
Great.
844-967-2789. We're getting a little short on time, too, Dom. Joyce from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joyce.
Yeah. Hi. I just wanted to mention, different people that have been upset that the Democrats didn't stand behind McCarthy. And somebody, I don't recall now who it was, that said it, but the Democrats were upset because McCarthy, he went on different talk shows on Sunday morning, bad-mouthing the Democrats and saying it was all their fault and everything. So the Democrats felt that they couldn't trust him.
Well, Joyce, would you
trust
the man? If a guy went on the national news and bad-mouthed you and then the next day needed your vote to preserve his job, would you vote for him?
No.
I think that was the Democrats' attitude as well, Joyce.
Right. I know. That's why I heard different people call in and they're grumbling about, why didn't the Democrats stand behind him? And that's why, because he went on national TV and badmouthed them.
Nobody likes a trash talker.
Well, and that one of the reasons, and it's hard to trust. And hell, even Matt Gaetz brought it up. He's like, we can't trust this guy. Not that you can trust Matt Gaetz, but if former speaker, what's the Latin?
Invectus.
Invectus.
Oh, the
Victus. DeSantis Victus.
DeSantis.
DeSantis
Victus.
The speaker loser. If he made promises to, whoever he made promises to and didn't fulfill those promises to try to, squeak into the speaker's spot. He put himself in this position. He decided to go out on those talk shows and trash the Dems. He decided not to cut a deal with the Dems. The Dems are not, what the Dems want? The Dems were going to put up a vote for Speaker of the House. I bet they'd go lockstep 100% behind Hakeem Jeffries.
I bet they would.
I bet they would. All we need is a couple Republican moderates.
Conscientious Republican
mind. Know what I mean? You want to govern, you want to get things done. No, this is all broken. We're going to break it more and say it's broken, but hire us to fix what we broke. I mean, come on, man. It's like the old neighborhood. Hey, you got a very nice window here. It'd be terrible if somebody broke that window. And, if you buy insurance from me, I guarantee you no one will break that window. And if it does, we will replace it. But if you do not buy my insurance, I cannot guarantee that your window will not break.
Kevin McCarthy, you got a broke window.
You got a broke window, man.
Thank you to our fine guests today. They included Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Also, Mike Clements, our own sports director, calling in live from American Family Field. We got live baseball starting in about 10 minutes on WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and also news and Brewers from Richland Center, from the center, 104. Let me try that again. 1450 AM, 107.7 FM, and up in the Northwoods on the Big Q, 98.3 FM. Brewers Wildcard Baseball coming next. And Dom, for those that missed the big announcement, we're partying. The Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 is coming back to where it all began. Going to the Jade Monkey October 17th.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. We're going to have a hell of a hootenanny, a soiree, a live broadcast, and a party to follow. You are cordially invited. Unless your name is CJ, because you've been banned for the month.
What, you can't show up and buy a beer at Hawks, Finer Hurt neighborhood bars? His money, his cash is green. He just can't come on the radio with us.
He can go on the bar.
I did share with some other of the fine civic media hosts that you have led, we, the Devil's Advocates, you made the decision. I have not objected to it. CJ banned for the month of November. I'm sorry, October. Maybe
he's working on November.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Brewers baseball is next. Unless you got Maggie Dawn coming up next. One or the other. Either way, you're a winner.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power.
Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.